I am the warm-up act for our mayor here on the mayor's balcony. I am Raphael Mandelman. I am president of the Board of Supervisors, and it is my honor to welcome you to the swearing-in of Carmen Chu, our city administrator. It makes me feel positively elderly to say this next line, but we have been fortunate in having Carmen serving this city for the last 20 years. It is an applause line, but it does make some of us feel old. Carmen joined the city as an analyst in the mayor's budget office, rose to become District 4 supervisor, our assessor recorder, and for the last 5 years, our city administrator. As city administrator, Carmen has steered us through some of our city's biggest challenges. During this last term, she helped navigate San Francisco through the pandemic, ably guiding the city through emergency procurement of much-needed PPE and leading departments back to in-person work. I still remember all of those Zooms and Teams, and Carmen really being, I keep calling things the Swiss Army knife, but Carmen Chu really is the Swiss Army knife of city government, solving so many different kinds of problems with grace and aplomb. Her commitment to supporting the city's economic recovery post-COVID and ensuring that the work of government continued in the face of unparalleled challenges were truly critical to supporting communities most in need. Working with Carmen has been a joy. She is the exemplar. Supervisor Myrna Melgar is nodding vociferously. She is the exemplar of the excellent and dedicated public servant, balancing with equal importance the public-facing and trust-building duties of government and the behind-the-scenes work that is critical to city functions. During my time on the board, I have had the privilege of working closely with Carmen in the city administrator's office to pass multiple pieces of legislation to modernize our city contracting system, including repealing 12X, to undo a policy that, while well-intended, made our procurement process inefficient and costly. We also worked to streamline the process to execute low-value contracts, making it easier for departments to buy the things they need to deliver services and increasing opportunities for local small businesses. Her accomplishments do not end there. She has done amazing work to make the experience of San Franciscans interacting with their government easier and more pleasant even, government, from the 311 Customer Service Center to the County Clerk's Office to programs that support the arts and community-based cultural organizations. For this and so many other reasons, the board unanimously approved Mayor Lurie's nomination of Carmen for a second term as city administrator. And from the Board of Supervisors today, in addition to the vociferously nodding Myrna Melgar, we have Shimon Walton from District 10, we have Matt Dorsey from District 6, we have Alan Wong from District 4, we have a senator, a former supervisor, very tall, totally interrupting. Someone's going to erupt all the amazing elected officials we have here, right? Someone's going to get that done, because I don't really need to get Catherine Stephanie and Joaquin Torres and David Chu and Brooke Jenkins and Paul Miyamoto and, okay, good, all right. On behalf of the Board of Supervisors, thank you, Carmen, for your service. We look forward to continuing to work with you to make San Francisco government work better and smarter for all San Franciscans. And we extend a great big giant thank you to our mayor, who has made it through 1 year. I don't think this is getting political. I hope 7 years more. And you have been a true partner. I think your enthusiasm, not just for the city, but for actually making city government work and deliver for our people, is great. You pay attention to the details. You sweat the small stuff, and you elevate excellent people like Carmen Chu. And with that, I introduce our mayor, Daniel Lurie.
I am sure that the board president said nice things because I made a little speech last week and there was a person heckling me every single moment of that speech. And
yep,
there it was. So, State Senator, I'm glad you interrupted his talk. That made me feel good. Carmen, honestly, I was walking, I was like, people really like you. And they know that you are excellent at your job, and we are proud to be with you, and I am proud to welcome you all here. Today, we swear in a public servant who knows this city inside and out, a leader who has spent more than, as Rafi said, two decades dedicated to making San Francisco work better for the people who call it home. During the transition, before I took office, I met with many people inside city government. I needed a clear picture of what was working and what wasn't, and how we could deliver results on day one. In those conversations, one message came through clearly. Carmen knows this city so well, and she knows how to make it work. And it's true. Over the past year that we have worked together, Carmen, I have seen firsthand your leadership and your deep understanding of how our city government can and should deliver results. And when we look at your record, we shouldn't be surprised. Over the course of her career, Carmen has served as supervisor, assessor recorder, a senior leader in the mayor's office, and the first Asian American woman to be city administrator. In every role, Carmen, you have shown the ability to balance fiscal discipline with a clear focus on delivering results for the public. That must be why you were elected so many times. As assessor recorder, Carmen instituted reforms that generated millions of dollars for city services. As supervisor, she represented the Sunset and Parkside neighborhoods, focusing on neighborhood investments like that West Sunset Playground and the Ortega and Parkside branch libraries. And as city administrator, she has strengthened city operations to ensure that services reach the people they are meant to serve. Today, I have the privilege of working closely with Carmen on charter reform and commission streamlining, efforts that, yes, sound technical, but they are about something bigger, building a city government that actually works for the people it serves. Carmen approaches this work with a deep sense of accountability and clarity, always asking, how can we do better here in San Francisco? And when it comes to preparing for the unexpected, Carmen has been instrumental in leading the Earthquake Safety and Emergency Response Bond Initiative, ensuring our first responders have what they need to keep San Franciscans safe when it matters most. Carmen, I've gotten to know you, and I know you as someone who has consistently led with integrity and with purpose. San Francisco is fortunate, and that is demonstrated by this illustrious crowd gathered today. We are all fortunate to continue benefiting from your leadership. Your experience, your judgment, your dedication will remain critical as we work to strengthen our city and deliver for our residents. And I want to give a thanks to your family, your husband Scott, your daughters Kaylee and Tatum. Oh boy, we're getting them. And your parents Annie and Hung. Thank you both. Congratulations. And now, will you join me for this oath of office? Both ready?
Oh,
right hand up. I, state your name.
I, Carmen Chu.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without mental reservation.
Without mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
And during such time as.
And during such time.
As I serve as.
As I serve as.
City Administrator.
City Administrator.
For the City and County of San Francisco.
For the City and County of San Francisco.
Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much all for being here. I look around the room and I see so many people who have been part of the journey that I've walked. My colleagues from the board, Supervisor Peskin, I also want to mention, thank you for being here. Ben Rosenfield, I know the controllers here, Greg Wagner, so many department heads, Carol Eisen, many others who have walked alongside this path with me. You being here today and honoring me with your time, the community, it truly humbles me, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here. I think as you saw, my family is here. First off, I've got to say, Scott, I love you, thank you. You know, at one of my swearing-ins, I forgot to mention him, and I have never lived that down, so... So on my notes, it was the first thing that I had to put on there. My mom and dad are here, my crazy brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws, the kind of people who would give the shirt off their back or transport an industrial-sized fryer to my home to make sure dinner was cooked well. My sisters, my brother-in-law who are here, who show up for me every single day, thank you so much for being here. I love you, and you make all of this possible. To my Kaylee Rainbow, my Tato Tornado, mommy loves you. I want to start with you because everything that I do starts with you. Many of the work that all of us do here together to build a city, to build a home that is worthy of you, our children, is what makes this work meaningful. We want to build a city. We want to build a city where you can grow safely, where you can dream big dreams, where you know you belong, and where you know you can stay. To Mayor Lurie, President Mendelman, all the members of the Board of Supervisors, I want to thank you for your confidence. I am so, so humbled and honored to serve another five-year term as your city administrator and the privilege to work alongside all of you to build a better future. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to my leadership team, you know, I've got 25 departments, so I can't name them all, but you all know I see you, I love you, thank you all for all the work that you do, but I have to call out Rachel Zuckerman, Jennifer Johnson, Katie Petruccioni, Stephanie Tang, Douglas Legg, Sophie Hayward, Kay Fan, and so many more. I owe you more than I can ever repay. You raise the bar for me every single day. You inspire me, and I work hard to earn the trust you placed in me in choosing to work alongside me. So thank you for all of your great work. We know that the secret sauce isn't in the perfect policy. It's not even in a legislative mandate or even an executive directive, though all of those things help. The secret sauce is in our people, their talent, their creativity, and their desire to do something that matters. I want to thank the men and women of the City Administrator's Office across all 25 departments who make me proud. the janitors who show up every day to work, even during COVID, to keep our workplaces safe, the contracting teams who secured hard-to-find N95 masks when we needed them most, the analysts cutting red tape so local small businesses can thrive and reinvest in our community, the crews laying high-speed fiber so families can connect to jobs, schools, opportunities, the mechanics working early every morning, late into the night, to keep our fleet ready to clean streets and to respond to emergencies, the staff standing with our immigrant communities at moment of hate and fear, the team at the medical examiner's office who's transformed operations so family can find closure and justice can be served, our finance team at Treasure Island safeguarding public funds and keeping development moving so that the 8,000 homes that are planned there can not just be plans but a reality, the team that renegotiated an extension so conventions, visitors, and local businesses can thrive, the staff who consolidated birth records at City Hall without being asked, simply because government should make sense, the good people fighting every year to fix leaky roofs, HVAC systems, and elevators, I see you, the data and tech teams with ambitious plans to unify our platforms and information so we know whether our work is actually working, the grants teams who get out there and know that we need to stop the endless cycle of paperwork so that our artists, our community organizations can spend more time creating and less time filling out forms. I thank you and so many others, our 311 call takers, animal care officers, Rachel Alonzo, Molly Peterson, Angela Yip, Vivian Poe, so many people who serve this city with heart and with purpose. And I want to end where I began, which is home. Growing up, I helped out every weekend at our family restaurant. A lunch plate cost $4.25 for a soup, an appetizer, a side of rice, and a main dish that my dad cooked to order every single time. My parents worked every day on tired feet, supporting us dollars and cents earned at a time. That is still the reality for so many people in our city, people doing their best to keep up and get by. And as a city, we need to do better, not make things harder. My family taught me that people who need a helping hand aren't always visible. They aren't always the ones who can make it to public comment. And my mom drilled into me a Chinese phrase, "Nan Jin Gong." It means if you see something that needs doing, you don't step around it, you fix it. As city administrator, I commit to work every day to make things a little easier for you, to lead with integrity, with purpose, and with heart. Thank you so much for being here.